What about when you're driving the horses on a trap and you want them to do different things? What kind of commands would you use?
Well, we drew the lines, you know, if you're going to turn to the right, you draw the right line. If you're going to turn left, you're going to left. And if you're going to stop, you pull both of them, don't you see? If you're going to your horse to stop, you pull both lines. If you're going to turn to the right, you turn to the right, pull the right one. If you're going to turn to the left, you pull the left one. And he had them, that went to his bits, of course, in his mouth.
What's all that called around?
Bridle. The bits were in the bridle. The bridle fit over his ears, you know, like chin straps under his chin. And the bits in his mouth.
What about the part that connects him with the wagon?
It's sort of a belly band that went around him.
What did you
and
call that?
Straps at the side that connected to the horse, and from the harness, was what you call what he used. And then the straps went down the sides to connect with your tongue of your, if you have a wagon, you called it a tongue. But unless you had two horses, you didn't call it a tongue, because the tongue went straight between them. When you had two horses, driving two horses.
So they wouldn't pull
you. You called it a tongue that went through them. You had tongues to a wagon, or tongues to, if you had a double buggy, double horses. But shafts, I reckon, was what you called if you just had one horse, and on either side shafts that went from the buggy up the side and strapped to the harness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
So the horse pulls it.
Yeah.
Did you have any commands you might give a horse? Let's say stop.
You say G, but as I say, you're chiefly with the war, G, but you chiefly manage them with your lines, your lines. Sometimes they had rope lines, but in a buggy we had leather lines, straps, leather straps.
Suppose you had to back a horse into the buggy harness, what would you say?
I think you'd pull those lines back and try to get him to go back. I don't know.
You didn't
how
do
we
that.
Back him up. I just don't remember how we back him up.
Let's say if you were riding a horse, what would you call the
line? Well, when I rode the horse, we rode on a side saddle.
Right.
I had a side saddle. And I rode a great deal, the horses, and liked to ride. My daughters had the other kind of saddle, an old cross saddle.
With the two things
that
your feet
two stirrups on each side. Well, my both stirrups were on the same side for my feet. The way I rode, but they rode cross with a regular saddle on. We all rode horseback.
What did they have to hold on to
control
the horse with?
Just your lines.
They you call those lines?
Never had a little switch. What did we call when it was a little leather, not a switch, a little whip. But if you know the buggies have a place to hold the whip.
So it stand up.
Have a place at the corner of the front thing where you're sitting and reach down and get the whip. Just sort of like a pencil case or something like that where the whip stays at the corner of your buggy. But on the horse they usually have just a little hickory switch that they strike the horse with if necessary.
And what do you use to guide the horse?
Lines in your hand.
Did you ever call them anything else?
It was the part of the harness.